I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, rejoyn.com. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I'm a sad girl. I'm a tired girl. I'm burnt out. If I could sit here with a solid plan of how you're going to fill your cup, fill your bucket, fill your soul, and become a beaming light of positivity and peace and hopes and dreams and honest fulfillment for the new year, I would love to. I would love if I could come on and do that. But no, unfortunately, I am here horizontal in my hometown best friend's bed in her apartment in Old Town Alexandria, with a Chipotle bag on the ground and the Martha Stewart doc on Netflix paused, and a dog curled up underneath me. That could, on one hand, be just a lazy Saturday. It's a Monday evening. But no, it's burnout and grief. I had mentioned that my uncle had passed December 1st, and on December 20th, my grandma Lola passed away as well. And now it's the 23rd, and in an hour, it will be 3 full days since this has happened. I don't know if I'm even ready to speak about Lola right now. I'm an only child, and both of my parents worked. And so both my mom's parents and my dad's parents were integral members of my upbringing. You know how some people are mama's girls, daddy's girls? I was a grandparents girl through and through. I even see it in my humor. I will make jokes sometimes. I'm like, I'm such a fucking grandpa. It's not even funny. I'm not even a grandma necessarily. I'm such a grandpa. But Lola, she was the cool one out of my 4 grandparents. So on my mom's side, I had Grandpa Bruce and Grandma Gladys. Bruce and I, soul sisters. That guy was a soulmate. We had known each other from a past life. I've never been so sure of something. We just saw each other. We got along. We saw eye to eye. When people would see us hanging out, they're like, how? How do like a small child and a man in his late 70s make each other laugh so much? And I don't know. He was such a good sport and he was so much fun and I fucking love him. And then my grandma Gladys, my mom's mom, was so sweet. She was your typical 1950s housewife, wore a half apron, got her hair permed every Friday, got her hair done. She would play bridge with her friends. She was fun to chat with. I loved my grandma Gladys. Her, my mom, and I, we would go shopping together at Lord & Taylor's, and we had the most fun. All of my best memories with my grandma Gladys and my mom are having our little shopping trips. It was the best. So my grandpa Bruce, he and I would go berry picking and we'd play catch and we would just giggle. Grandma Gladys and I, she was a lady, you know, and she taught me that. And on my dad's side, we had Papa and Lola. Papa, genius, okay? Graduated high school when he was 16, made his way to Bowdoin, and then went to the Naval Academy. Smart man. I'm talking genius. My intelligence comes from my grandfather. He was someone that kept my mind so sharp. I remember going to school and getting logic problems and bringing them to him, thinking I was going to trick him. He got it every single time. I could never trick him, and he kept me sharp. And then Lola was glamour. Lola was my dad's mom, and she, you know, Lola's not even her real name. She decided this because of an old movie, What Lola Wants, Lola Gets. She was covered in jewels and diamonds and fur. And I remember when I was in elementary school, other grandmas were coming in their little sweaters and my grandma was wearing snakeskin pink high heels. She was fun, okay? I remember her red OPI nail polish sitting on her bathroom counter and her little blow dryer brushes and her blonde hair and getting her hair done. And when I would visit Lola and Papa, they lived in Old Town Alexandria, which is where I am right now. I will talk about that in a moment. But we would have the best times here. I don't remember having dinner with her. You know, we would have microwave popcorn and Coca-Cola and we would sip and she would have her fresh, I don't think they were gel. What would we call them? Oh, acrylic nails. She would have her red acrylic nails and she would just give me and my cousin back scratches and read People magazines. I just think of her nails and a Coke on crushed ice flipping through a Hello magazine of UK drama. And I love her. She also was a reader and we have that in common. And that was the moment that I knew. Sorry. Oof. Because I would talk to Lola on the phone as I've grown up and we would FaceTime and have phone calls and she would always be recommending different books to me because she and I are the readers. And everyone in our family had a little moment of when did you know, when did you know, when did you think that this was going to be the end? And everyone had their own answer. And for me, it was when we were on the phone and I said, what are you reading right now? And she was like, honey, I can't read. I can't pay attention to anything. I cannot pay attention to books right now. And I thought, okay, this is the end. She's going to pass. This is not like her. Because there's other grandparents or people in their 70s and 80s, and you know that they go to their water aerobics and they're walking 2 miles a day and they're active or they'll lift weights or they have a trainer. So knowing that Lola wasn't exercising, that wasn't a red flag to me. I don't think I ever saw her exercise. Her exercising was walking to the nail salon, which, by the way, was my cousins and my daycare. She would take us to the nail salon and say, hey, can you guys give them manicures and pedicures? And she would go off running her errands and come and get us when we were done. This was the late 90s. I don't know if that would still work today. It sounds like something I would do, but that's how I think of her, you know? I don't think of her as someone that is going to the gym. So her not going to the gym doesn't feel like a sign of her body's giving out on her. And I will say all of my grandparents have now passed and her body gave out. It wasn't her mind. And I have peace knowing that I didn't have to ever get to know a Lola that didn't know who I was, that couldn't remember me. She knew who I was up until her very last day. And it was sad, but it was peaceful. And, you know, it was actually very beautiful in a way. And I've become far too familiar with death. One in four members of my family have passed since I was born. I've dealt with a ton of death and grief in my life. And it doesn't get any easier. That's a lie, I think. I think it does get easier, but it's never easy, I should say. It's never easy. And I'm feeling it, and I feel heavy, but I'm trying to keep some sort of routine. I wonder what it would be like if I didn't have a dog. I've recently adopted a dog named Spoon. Doesn't that sound like a book series? A dog named Spoon. And he has kept me in routine. And let me tell you, when I was getting a flight to come over here because I didn't know how many days Lola had, it's Christmas time. Who's to say if she was going to make it to Christmas or not? So I got a flight and I was just fingers crossed. Let's hope I make it. I have this little puppy. I don't know if he knows how to fly. He's pretty calm, cool, and collected. Isn't very rambunctious or barky. I mean, he's a puppy, but he has a pretty calm demeanor when out in public. Fingers crossed he can fly. I upgraded to first class because I thought maybe he'd be more comfortable or I'd be more comfortable. And I was hoping he's so small that the flight attendant wouldn't really notice. I was also hoping that I sat next to someone that didn't despise dogs with every part of their being. And someone was looking out for me because we woke up the morning of the flight last Thursday. Spoon was on his best behavior, okay? That man did all of his business on the potty pot. He ate his meal and he played and did all of his little tricks and morning training perfectly. He was quiet in the Uber on the way to the airport. When we got to the airport, he kept his calm, didn't make one sound. We get on the airplane. He buries himself into my trench coat. You cannot see him. I sit next to a girl that has just dropped her dog off at daycare and is missing puppies so much and is so glad that I'm sitting next to her. She's like, seriously, if you have to go to the bathroom or you get tired of him, please let me hold him. I'm happy to take care of him. So that was perfect. The flight attendants didn't even notice him until landing when she's making sure we're all ready for descendants. And she's like, has he been with you the whole time? I said, yeah. And she's like, wow, such a little guy. He was perfect. He was so perfect. And we've been working on leash work. And he's great on a leash. He knows how to sit. He's nice with other dogs. He's nice with other people. I couldn't have asked for a better dog. And trust me, I've been stressing out and having moments of, did I make the most horrible decision of my life? Am I going to regret this forever? This is such a long commitment. Why did I get a dog? This was so stupid of me. No, I would have felt so stupid if I did not adopt this little dog. If I didn't get this dog, I would be living with regret right now. I would be wondering, why did you let fear get in the way of yourself? You've wanted a pet. This is a pet that you bonded with. You owe it to yourself to give yourself a chance. So we made it to Virginia. I got my rental, drove to Virginia. I landed in DC, so I guess technically I did drive to Virginia. I drove to Lola's and I see her and I'm glad I got a full day with her before she passed. And I'll talk more about where my head's been and what's been going on Patreon, but for right now I will say that it was nice and it was beautiful, and I'm at peace with her, and it's okay that she left. It was her time. But I have not been able to journal, to read, to focus on just about anything. You know how I said that I have the Martha Stewart doc paused? This is my fourth time trying to watch it. I started watching it yesterday, fell asleep, tried to pick up where I left off, fell asleep again, tried to watch it before bed last night, fell asleep, turned it back on, thought, okay, you've been wanting to do this podcast since Friday. It's now Monday. Give yourself a chance. Just start talking. And if it's a short episode and it's only 20 minutes, no one will care. They'll understand. You guys are so nice to me. You've always been so sweet and so thoughtful. And I just wanted to give whatever I could. This is a diary style podcast and I haven't even been able to write in my own diary. So I thought, how the hell am I supposed to talk to a microphone that's going to have a recording that goes to the public? That's really frightening. But now I'm in the role, and if it is a short episode, I'll still be proud of myself. I still will be proud of myself. The episode that I had intended to record was my fitness routine. I absolutely adore physical activity. Why did I just lose my breath for a second? I do absolutely love physical activity and exercise and sport. I love it all. And the older I get, the harder I have to work to maintain a routine. But the satisfaction of maintaining one and the benefits of exercise are worth it tenfold. And I've been doing this circuit training workout called Training Mate. And I love it. I probably go 3 or 4 times a week. And then I'll try to take one run a week and then just walk as usual. It's been a little bit different because puppy wasn't old enough to go on walks outside until he got his shots. But now we're good. So I should be walking more. But Training Mate has been so good. And when I was getting stressful calls, when I needed structure, having me time where I got in my car and I drove to a class and I had instructors telling me what to do for 45 minutes to an hour, and I couldn't be on my phone and I couldn't be distracting myself because I had to focus on the job at hand, whether that was cycling on a stationary bike, using a rowing machine, doing hammer curls, trying to do pull-ups, emphasis on the trying to. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do a pull-up. I have been working out in gyms for my entire life. I have done powerlifting, I have done circuit training, I have done Pilates, I have rock climbed, I have upper body strength. I cannot do a pull-up. It baffles me. I understand if I was able to sit here and say, you know, I can't do 10 pull-ups. I can't do 5 pull-ups. Guys, I can't do 1 pull-up. I can't. So strange. But I try, and I have to focus on that. And it's been so good for me. And while I'm there, I think to myself, I'm so happy I'm here, and I'm so happy I have this. And I get into my car after the class, and I'm thanking my lucky stars every single time that I get to do it. I love it so much. And every time I work out, I feel this way. And right now it's Training Mate. Before that it was rock climbing. Before that it was Pilates. Before that it was running. Before that it was powerlifting. It changes over time, whatever my workout is. I played hockey growing up, and I swam and I ran. So the actual type of exercise has never been super consistent, but the act of exercise and physical activity is so important, not just to your body, because early 20s Lexi was all about trying to get in the best shape, and that's when she was in the worst shape. When you do it for physical nourishment, you do it for mental nourishment, it has so many more benefits. Yes, it keeps your body good, of course, but honestly, I think diet helps your body, whatever. That's not the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is the structure and the time slot of giving yourself time to get out of your head and get into your body is so good for your head. It is not good to be ruminating. At some point in my life, I want to say maybe end of high school, beginning of my 20s, like late teens, early 20s, I had this belief that there were bragging points to being an overthinker. I thought that meant that you were a thinker. No. Being a thinker is great. Being an overthinker is a waste of mental space. It doesn't mean that you're thinking a lot. It means you're thinking about the same thing over and over and over and over again. And having slots of time to give yourself to get out of your brain and let your body take over, because you don't need to be thinking all the time. You can actually just let yourself stop, and teaching yourself to do that is great. I mean, meditation, breath work, all of that is very important, but during this chapter, this recent set of months, but specifically December, it's been really important to me to have this time. Also with a puppy. I'm with him all the time. He requires surveillance all the time. So having my hour and a half during the day where I'm away and focusing on myself feels incredibly rewarding. And I wanted to make the episode on that. And I had asked on Instagram for questions regarding fitness. And you know what? I'll take a look at them. But this might require its own episode. But let me take a look at the questions. And also, let's take a break to see if there's a word from today's sponsors. Financial freedom is one of my biggest values, and I hound it into you guys because it's so important to me and I want you all to have financial freedom. So I'm really excited to tell you about today's sponsor, Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Now, Acorns is helping you build your financial future in the background so you can just focus on holiday shopping, parties, travel, whatever. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just spare money that you have right now. So that could be $5, even your spare change. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. So when you grab that coffee in the morning on your way to work, that's investing. Head to acorns.com/Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing in your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Lexi. Y'all already know what's up. The thing that we do not ever want to experience is the vicious week before our period when you start feeling like you could crawl out of your skin gets covered in pimples, mind you, the cravings, my God, could eat your own hand. But now it's easier than ever to manage PMS with Estro Control. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormone health, especially in women who suffer from PMS. The way that Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't being processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, spots on their skin, getting the cravings, feeling low and down all of a sudden. So Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month, because PMS, it can rob a week of your life every month, and that's so not fair. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off. Just use the code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, at checkout. That's Happy Mammoth, HappyMammoth.com, and use the code Lexi for 15% off today. Okay, ladies, wedding season has expanded to the full year. Fall weddings, winter weddings, and if you're gearing up for a wedding, whether you're the bride, a bridesmaid, or a guest, Birdie Gray is about to be your new favorite because they have the most stylish, affordable dresses that are perfect for any vibe. Birdie Gray believes that everyone in a wedding should be able to look and feel great without breaking the bank. That's why all of their bridesmaids' dresses start at just $99, and each one is thoughtfully designed with the fabric, the fit, and the color in mind. If you go onto their website, you can pick the color that you want, and then they have every different silhouette. So if you like a more low cut, you want a high neck, you want it cinched at the waist, you want a more bodycon, there's a huge variety. And Birdie Gray is not just about bridesmaids' dresses. They have something for all bridal events, from engagement photos to the bachelorette and even the honeymoon. So if you have a special event coming up, I highly recommend going to www.birdiegray.com now. That's BirdieGrey.com. Find the bridesmaids' dresses perfect for you.
Wait. No, I haven't talked about Old Town Alexandria. So some of my favorite towns in Virginia, one is Middleburg. I love Middleburg. I went to summer camp there, and it has a special place in my heart. It's small. It's beautiful. Even smaller than Middleburg is the Plains. I love the Plains. It's the teeniest, tiniest little town. I'm talking 2-3 restaurants, a little bar, a furniture shop, an art studio, a yarn shop, and a gas station. There's not a whole lot there, and a bank. And then I like DC, you know? I was driving through it because I flew into Reagan. And DC's clean. It's spacious. They have incredible museums. We have the monuments. It's grown on me. I will say I've driven into it twice since being here. And I like it. Granted, I've lived in New York and Los Angeles, and New York is so magical. But New York is dirty. DC's not dirty. And I can give it that. But Old Town Alexandria, my God, this is where Lola and Papa grew up, and now one of my best friends lives here. So I've spent the past 2 days walking around. Spoon's been walking with me. I visited my grandparents' old house. I've gotten coffee and brunch and seen the water and just walked around the streets, and the architecture is so beautiful. I love it. Just these traditional older homes, and they're just so stunning. I would love to live here. Like, Kaylee's looking for a roommate, so if any of you guys are interested in a 2-bedroom in Old Town, I think the rent's maybe $1,300, something like that. You get your own bathroom, shoot me a DM on Instagram. My handle's Lexi. I want to help her find someone good that is just clean and low key and easy living, because that's her. I wish she had the place to herself. I would love if she had it to herself, but I was thinking, I'm like, too bad I can't afford to just buy the other room or rent the other room out, because I love it here so, 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 so much. She's at work right now. It's criminal, I think, that she has to work Monday, December 23rd, whatever, especially because she was off, you know, you have the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and then she's off Tuesday and Wednesday. Why don't you just give them Monday off? Not my business, but she's at work right now, and she's like, yeah, take your time, you can sleep in, do your thing. Little did she know, I was like, oh, I got coffee, took an hour and a half walk, now I'm watching the Martha Stewart doc, I ordered Chipotle, recording the pod. I love Old Town Alexandria, and let's see what temp it is. It is, because it's chilly, it's winter here. It probably was in the mid-high 30s. I don't love the cold, but I don't mind it. as long as I'm dressed for it, you hear me say this again and again and again, there's no bad weather, only bad clothes. And if you're dressed for the weather, you can have a fun time in any temperature you want. The wind hasn't been that bad. There's not much wind. Therefore, it's not that uncomfortable to walk outside. And I'm so proud of Spoon for being such a little guy and such a young puppy. He's great on a leash. And I love that he interacts with some dogs, but not all dogs. So I don't have to go through the like, okay, wow, they're saying hi every time we see a dog. Sometimes he says hi, sometimes he doesn't. Same thing with people. Sometimes he says hi, sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes we just keep it pushing. And I love it. And I could just walk around these streets all the time. I love them. I love them. I love them. I miss Virginia. I love Virginia. I have some obvious pain and sadness because this is where my mom was and I've lost my mom. And this is where Lola was and I've lost Lola and grandpa and grandma and papa. Like, I've lost a lot of people in Virginia. And then, of course, you know, just general upbringing. But this is home and I love it. And I love Old Town. And I want a house. That's where I'm at in my life. I want a house. I want a little backyard. I want a fireplace. I want an office closet. I'm 28. I want it. I want it. And that's what I wanted to say about Alexandria. So now let's get into your questions. Okay. Truthfully, I went through the questions, and because I did specifically ask for sports-related questions, I do want to save an episode. So I think this will be a short episode, just giving you a catch-up, quick little diary style. I will do an extended version of this episode for Patreon. If you're not familiar, every single episode has an ad-free and extended version that goes up on Patreon. I also have videos that I do and recommendations. I had a reading challenge. I'll do music videos that I think are worth sharing and book recommendations, things of that sort. So I'll leave that in the show notes and I'll keep chatting a little bit longer. I'm sorry for the edging you with some fitness things, but it's just not the time. And I tried to push myself, and I think pushing yourself is good, but I already think I'm pushing myself with chatting. And I will say I do feel much better actually talking. I struggle with this of knowing when to hold back and when to push, if that makes sense. I struggle to know whether quote unquote listening to myself is taking it easy. Everyone will understand if you take a week off. No one's going to bat an eyelash. No one's going to be upset. Or if listening to myself is saying, hey, show up, give it what you've got. You know, it's a full hour. Great. If it's not, that's okay too. You gave it what you got. And that's what I ended up doing. And I thought, okay, well, at this point, we're, you know, like 20, 30 minutes in, let's keep it going. Let's see what you got in you. And truthfully, it's not that I couldn't talk about exercise right now, but I'm just thinking from the perspective of someone that's clicking on an episode. If you're interested in listening to my thoughts on physical activity and exercise, I don't think you necessarily want to hear about the loving relationship I had with my grandparents for the first 20 minutes of the episode. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I think you know what I mean. So instead, this is a quick little life update diary episode. As I said, I wish I was here to chat about New Year's resolutions, but I just don't have that yet. It's not even Christmas. Oh, I haven't bought a ticket home yet because I didn't know when Lola was going to pass. Therefore, I didn't want to get a ticket home and, you know, land back in California and have her pass the next day. So I was just hanging out. And now, sorry, that just freaked Spoon out. I can't think about getting back there, but I also want to. I like to be in a routine, even though I'm loving being in Virginia at the same time, especially Old Town. Yeah. Okay. Then I have my equipment with me, so maybe I will get another episode up very soon. I'd like to get another one up before the new year, so that way we have a little something going on.
But I'll talk more about it on the Patreon, just going into the details of my inner thoughts at the moment. But for everyone else, thank you so much. Thanks for being easy on me. Truly, I appreciate it more than you know. And I will talk to you as soon as I can. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube in the meantime, if you want to find me anywhere else online. If not, you can find me here in the next episode, and I'll talk to you later. XOXO, Lexi.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.